Simchin Chavalev, good. Also, Ligur Hagwina B'Shabbos B'mer Chorutz Balpifiyos Shikaron Raliyu. You can't grate cheese on the grater, which has different openings in it, which is punctured with different openings in it, which is like a picture. You pick the your grater, because that it's an act of teuchin. Zok the Zok the Mishnah Berurah. The problem is it's considered derecho, and that's why it's also because you're doing something which is derecho. Midami l'shchichus tatabun b'marteshes, which would be the same thing along the lines of grinding spices in a mortar. This halacha would also apply. Something else which is some of the type of kli which is made for the purpose of crushing, grinding, making small pieces, etc. Pim can fill a lechel miyad. Also, this is also because it's the kli is miyuchad for that purpose. It's also so now what about something which there's no lechel teichin, but using a kli which is miyuchad for the purpose of teichin. So there's an argument to say that it's also considered derech chol, and it would be also because it's daima to the shchichas tavlin, and therefore it's also. Okay, Mishavur says right there, avamot lechatcha b'sakin dak, you can cut it up with the sakin into small pieces, kalev asif tesli and basar, but the case of the meat, the gam ze enig the karaka, because the same way we said that there's only, so we're saying over here, even though there's no tchina on cheese, because it's not going to do the karaka, like meat is not going to do the karaka. So you're allowed to cut up in small pieces, but to use a kli with some yuchin for that purpose is going to be hus. Feel kosher ma'od, even if it's very hard, shari. So even though we said before, to take it, make it into an oichel, shumas deshen is said is also. So if it's very hard, it's not edible. No, kim the yechelam of the law, so you could chew it, b'kashi, with difficulty. Shem oichel, that's called a food. Therefore, it's not a problem of a shvi oichel. Wood in the motor lachach tchoy b'kardim or b'megera. If you want to cut it with an axe or with a saw. Even though a saw or an axe or kelim which are made to do melachos of chopping down trees, which are melachos of iser, you can move them and use them for some valid Shabbos need. Fine. So much you do not want to eat it yourself, or you're not chewing up to feed it to a child. You want to grind it up. You want to grind it up to have it ground for whatever reason, say for after Shabbos. But you want to do it with a shina using your teeth. Also, the loss of a shina, but you can't chew it. In order to grind it up, even though you're doing it with a shina, even come back in a butter is also. In case you want to grind up a medicine, so they were meant to grind the medicine with a shinri by chewing on it. Even though it's not a process of a chila, they were meant to, but that's only because of the tzarech of the mila. Yud Aleph. Mutter lahashkos es hatolush kadesh lo yichmosh. We know that you can't. Watering a plant which is attached to which is growing is malacha d'oraisa. But if it's talush, so I there's no problem with that. Now, Lamed zaynis atolush mishapur hainu yirachus tushim. You have vegetables which have been cut already. But I'm keeping the himriyim slachila b'zayaman mutal hashkaisin. You're not really doing anything. You can add water to them because they are right to eat. It means even though you're not planning to eat them right now, then you're not considered you're doing anything of significance. Mashayin came b'davar shein roi lachila. And it's not roi to eat right now. Also, the troyach b'shilam, so you can't do the tircha, the process them. The tircha process them. When we can't, will not end up eating them. See, it does over here. You can put branches of trees into water. You have like you and Shabbos. As long as they don't have parochim, they don't have flowers which are going to open up from drawing in the water. Now that halacha is that you can't add. The case where they're putting on water was that there already was in water from before Shabbos, and you're putting it back into the water on Shabbos. Ahashka says a bechuber, but to water something was attached to the ground. The Eshrei Yisatara, that's Nista Raisa. In Uklicharis im Isvei Boisim Bebais, you have a flower pot, which has some type of a sweet smelling type of a plant in it. You can't water that on Shabbos either. That's because there you're helping something grow, and that's talking, but over here is detached. So there is no malacha involved in that. The chiddush over here is you're allowed to be tereach to give it water, even though you're not going to be using it on Shabbos. Yud beis. Hamachatech. Hayorik dak, not only is grinding, which we spoke about, pulverizing the papalim in Sif Zayin, and we spoke about grinding up salt in Sif Ches, we're talking about actually grinding it. Here he talks about taking, but in Tess already he spoke about the idea of cutting into small pieces. It's mutter because it's not gedulei karka. Now he says, Hayorik dak, taking vegetables which are gedulei karka and cutting them up into small pieces, chayiv mishum teichin, and that's the Gemara, that the more is in the Shabbos, the find out, the more says that's considered a form of teichin, even though it's not not ground, it's still small pieces, and you cut it up by hand, not with a grinder or a mill, it's teichin. Hagav b'hua hadin da'osa lachtuch gerogres mecharubin lifnei zekenin. The same thing would be true. You want to take, it's not only vegetables, the same thing would be true by fruits. Your krogus, dried dates, dried figs, sorry. Cheruvin is buxer. Lifnei zekenim, you want to cut them up because of people which have difficulty chewing them. Medavka, peiros, v'kedemel, zeh, osur. This isur is on peiros. But you can crumble up bread to give to your birds, birds that you have responsibility to feed. Why? The they have been made from flour, which is already ground one time. So, and tchina achar tchina. Zak the Rama a kula, the chalz that lemari ella bechotech umaniach. The sister of teichin is only if you're cutting it, chopping it up small, and you're leaving it for later on. Avim im laochle miyad. If you're doing it for immediate use to eat, hakol shari it's mutter. The same way in Berer, there's a heter of miyad for immediate use. Kidleel simen shen yutes. So we're also by Teichen, there is a heter of miyad. Now it's a bechidish and the korfer is a chubas of Rashba. We'll see what the Mishnah has to say about it because there's no Gemara which says it. So it's a chiddush that the Rashba is saying. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamaches, Hamachatek Hayorik Tolush. Again, we're talking about a case where it's detached, it's not attached to the ground. So the only issue over here is Teichen, not Kaitzer. I mean, it's awesome for the fact that the Shulchan does not differentiate Mash, but I feel it'll be Yerocha Shiroi L'Ochlan Chayin, Kam Ken Sir L'Hudi Yesh Tchina B'Ochlan. So it's not only taking something which is inedible and making it edible that's considered tchino, but even something which is edible to start with, it's considered tchino, chopping it up into smaller pieces. You could have thought, as Mishnah Berurah pointed out that day earlier, the examples of tchino you had were items which you can't really use the kernels of wheat for flour purposes until you grind them. Over here, really, the thing is edible as is, large or small. It doesn't make so much of a difference. Still considered to. If they scan them, you want to chop up your gregus or your cheruvin. That they're all elderly and they have difficulty chewing it unless it's chopped up finely. So he said before that even though the tzli is mutter, even a person who can't eat it as such, for this person, you're taking it from being non-usable to usable. So you go basa ruba da alma, and for them it's mutter to cut it up. So over here, you can't cut it up for these people because we look at, when dealing with someone which is on a derisa level, so it's going to be a problem. Tikr tchino, gdoli karko. Tikr loch of tchino is by gdoli karko. Now, this last point that Mishnah Berurah is saying obviously doesn't fit with the shita which he said before in Sukkot before, that the Yerbimadaik and the Shulchan Aruch, even if it's edible as is, still is an issue of tchino, so that must be Kiddush. Saying even if he would argue before that that's not true, we would still go, so that's only if it's not usable as is, still you're going to have and we said before you go to Ruba Dalma, which it is right for them, but Zuli Karka we're more mouth. We are allowed to lefar lechem and I feel a hokin lehem shirkalachusman. It's not only you don't need a heter for immediate use, even for later use, in other words it's mechal not a ma'aseh b'tchina. Since it was already nitchan, the whole visa, the fire to buchi adam of yerokas lifneim dakdak. However, to take potatoes or vegetables and cut up the small pieces, like we give the animals and larger birds, is aser. It's going to be aser. And can nizur shi adavers as samach lechilasim mamish kilekamei, unless you have the heter of immediate use. Mikom akum. This verse says, even though we're going to rely on the Rashba, we're going to make a chumrah. It shouldn't be totally small pieces. It should be slightly larger than usual. So the Shulchan Aruch later on in Shin Chabdal paskins that Ashri Oichla is muta by behema, because that's what the animal needs. It's not really a real change. They're just cutting it, whatever it is. It's not a real change, a halachic change. The case over there was, let's say, it was bound together, and by being bound together, it doesn't really have a reich the animal likes. And by unbinding them and spreading them out, the animal now will eat it. So that's not a real shining in the chepitz, but so there's a mandam the more the whole that that's also because you're making it from a non-oichel, from the behema to an oichel. We pass on that smutu. But we pass them to be mashriach, in some ways, is really usable already for the animal to stam the extra tirchan shabbos, each person should not be doing. So, by animal for sure, you have to machmer not to do it in the only way she do it is Ksichas Gdela Sksas. Chozal Amari, Koi Gam, Achituch Yorik Dak Dak, and Muska Beresh Sif. In other words, this, going back to the, not just the case of the bread, but even the case of the Yorik, whether you're talking about a case of Dak Dak, which is Teuchen, if it's remedial use, it's Mutalachal Miyad. Within the echad yochel lachtuch the tzarcha cherem of hem yochel miyad. It's not only he for himself, but for somebody else is also mutter. Communally, it's a burger. By burger, also we have the same idea. And that's the idea we just said for the behemah. So who would then, if you can do it for behemah, you can do it for a goy also. So then a kol shori, it's mutter. A tam lo shayach shem tchina kishmachatik besaken ela b'teichin lahaniach. Chopping up with the mill. That's called teichen. Chopping up with a knife into small pieces. When you're goal is to eat it, that's not called teichen. It's called eating. If it's teichen laniach, then it's a problem. Okay, lechol miyad vali reshori. Also, ala odem lechol malcholei bechatichas lechosiktanus. So the Beis Yosef explains because I can eat my food any size I want. That's all part of the chila process. Can havi derech achilosa bekach. That's called how he eats it. And therefore, that's mutter. Who would then make an hayork dak dak lifnei atan agelam sherechlo miyad? The same thing if you would take the yurokas to give to the birds. Gamkin shori hol umizanosan olecha. Since it's your responsibility to feed them, so you're allowed to be tereach in it. And the process of making them dak dak for me to use is mutter. Shori. So the Rashba says it's mutter beish b'fach fach v'ken al heter zeh. Some will raise a question on this heter, and the Magen Rom raises this question. Gam beis Yosef kosev shalfa pi shemecham al nechel miyad. Gam ken yizor lachtich lachatichus gedar lus ksas. However, you should cut it into slightly larger pieces, which is possible that the concept of teichen possibly doesn't apply. So you're certainly on the rush, but in conjunction with the fact that it's not clear that you're actually doing teichen. How large is large? General, we assume a few ideas. The Chazon Ish says it's been larger than you normally cut, which is not clear what that means because the different people have different sizes that they cut. Does it mean each person? It means like what's the standard for most people to do. Shlomo Zalman said, anything you still need to chew afterwards, it's large enough, large that you would have to the point that you have to chew it still when you eat it, is not called dak dak. Now, okay. Tam zekosu kamakrenim gam kein enochel leisnai kamashikosu beis Yosef. Because of this issue, whether it's not so clear that it's really, it's reliable, sheet to rely on. So we are noyeg to larger pieces. In conjunction with the head of the Rashba, that for me to use as much. Come welcome and noyegim lachtoch absolim batzain dak dak. Somebody does cut up very small, you can't stop them. They have the Rashba to rely on. But you can't do it till it's Samach L'Suda. You've been in Samach L'Suda Mamish. So if you do it earlier and then you go to Shul, so that wasn't part of the Samach L'Suda. By the time everybody gets out of Shul already, that's already called as Man Suda. So you might not actually eat till a few more minutes, but you're already in the Suda mode. Because of the cause of a submission, you test the union burr. So, look at burr, we said that idea, we said over here also. Vachotrim habitsolim vatsnoin dak dak, shor ishtaim kerem asuda. People which take the onions or the garlic, excuse me, the tsun is the radish, and they cut up very small, it's an hour or two before the meal. Kerbadar v'lar mashachayv chatas, habitsolim asur mechila. So you have a situation of you're doing an iser of teichin with no heter of it's dak and it's some chasuda. It's pashas that it's a chayiv chatas, and therefore the item which is it, you did it to would be also to eat. Taking off the, when you would cut it, they would take off the outer layer of the onion, but that's considered burr. Cleaf, metallic, taking off the peel is a form of burr. This heter only is if you use a knife. When you cut it in small pieces, it's going to be osir. If you use a kli, it's in yuchel lekach. The gam ber gufa im kli im yuchel the brayer b'chol gavni yisai if kli b'zim shin yutes. So if the heter is derech achila, so you can't use a kli im yuchel lekach. Just like ber, you can't use a kli im yuchel lekach because that's where we're learning it from. So they cut it up, the onions together with herring, with this salted fish. You shouldn't use the knife called the hakmesser, which is used to chop them up. It was like a butcher's knife. Maybe that was klim yuchud. Take a regular knife, not the specialized knife that you use normally for cutting up these things. You also have a problem before of even like by gavina where there's nothing burr, but if it's a klim yuchel lekach, nothing teichen, klim yuchel lekach is osir, is osir. Okay. So Pasha the Mishabur seems like saying that using a klim, using the hakmes or the klim yuchel lekach would make it from it into a derisa. Definitely not so posh and never holds like that. Hamafar chatichas eitz shenirkav. You have wood which has decomposed, it's still holding together, and you break it apart, you like sort of crumble it. Less amount of pulver, so you make it into dust. Hamafar tzur offer, you take a clump of earth and you crumble it. Pieces. The more says those things are considered malach of teichin, taking a larger item and making it into smaller pieces. The person would saw wood, to use the sawdust. So I'm making it. In other words, the sawdust is not just a byproduct. You want to use the sawdust. So maybe it's not malach shenisil gufa. He wants the sawdust. A shelf lashon shamatechas, or a person would file a piece of metal. She can't file in b'lashon haskenas. Chayiv. So these are all chayiv. These are all forms of teichin making it into smaller pieces. The shear is b'chol shu. Mashiyoshu b'chol shu. You file it even in b'chol shu. A person takes pieces of wood and makes them into smaller pieces. So he says, son, because I make them into smaller pieces. If you did it specifically for a certain size, if you chopped up the amount of wood which you could use to make a fire, we'd have a gregaris that's worth of an egg, which is not a full egg. It's less than, you had less than a full egg's worth of egg, the size of a gregaris, and you'd want to cook it. If this wood would be enough wood that you cut up into small pieces to now make a fire, which would allow you to have enough heat to cook the egg, so that's chayv. If he cuts into larger pieces, there's no teichin involved. However, the person has to cut it in a specific place. for a specific purpose. Like the wood chopper is always cut in a certain size. He's chayv because of the malacha of cutting something to use for a specific size. Cutting the leather into pieces that they would use so that they cut it to a specific size, that's a malacha of mechatech. The verb Rambam Perkei Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos, and that's considered a malacha of mechatech. Mishabura raises the Bir Lacha raises the question if the heter is based on being similar to Barer, and by Barer you cannot use a kli, so except when a kli is just basically doing the same thing as the hand would do, but the kli is doing something better than the hand. So over here, using a knife to cut it does a much better job than the hand. So even a regular knife, he says, you know, he said, kli miyuch lekach is also like a hackmaster. But a regular kli is mutter. Why isn't it still a problem of you're doing using a kli? Just like burr would be a problem. So the Prima Gadam says, the Mishmur quotes Prima Gadam, that the logic behind this heter is derech achila versus derech breira, derech achila versus derech tachina. So once it's true that by when it comes to toichin, the derech achila is to take something on your plate, stick your fork into it, cut up your knife, and stick it in your mouth. That is derech achila. So over here, using a regular knife, and not be considered something out of the ordinary, that other than a regular achila. But if you use a kli which is miyuchad l'kach, so then already that's another question. And that would pashas again. Sounds like from the shiur that would be the raisa. But what the Bir Lacha ends off, he feels Hakmesser is not on the Madrega of Napa Hukvara. It's more like the case of the greater which you had before. That would be like Napa Hukvara, not be Deraisa. But a Hakmesser, that's maybe along the lines of Kanoin Batamchui, that it's going to be, it's not called so much Yichud Lekach. It's also in Rabbanon, so we're also be also in Rabbanon. So he seems to be misupic about where we stick that in. Okay, so that's the end of the halachas of Toichin. Also, the Rada's chalois, the vash, a person has honeycombs. He wants to remove the honeycombs, meachavaris, from the hive. Perish hakein, shadavarim, usin by the vash. That's the hive where the bees make the honey. So a person may not do that, since it grows there, it doesn't grow out of the hive, it's not like someone grows out of the ground, but since it grows there, it develops there, so it's like, this is its malkum where it grew, when you take it off, you're doing something which is like the act of being terlish. So then, the only answer is if they're still attached, actually attached. If the combs have been detached from the wall of the kaveras, let's say, they're just hanging out there, floating in the honey. Alternatively, the case where you've ground it up beforehand, the comb to the point. So instead of detaching them, you left them attached, where you sort of like pulverize them, so the honey is flowing out. So it's not the so that honey which is flowing out the honey which is flowing out is not going to be usur. We had before that honey is not considered attached to the comb anymore, so therefore that there's no problem to take that honey out. Mishabur Memvov, Devash Meakaveris. Hanafilo Yirtzilavirha Devash Meneshab. You're not doing barber, separating the honey from the wax. Zabachal Mafarek. You're not taking the honey from the combs, which that we consider mefarik, because that's like the shell which holds, like we had before, that shell of the pod which holds the peas, excuse me, or the shell around a nut. This is maybe something similar. Taking the davash, which is from the comb, which is holding it. You just want to take the whole thing out, the whole comb out, not to take the honey out of the comb. The honey is developed, made in the hive. The chachamim dealt with it as if it's considered attached to the ground. But in this issue, we begin. Hanashachalos nitlashu mimokim chiburin bekaveres umunochim kach besecha. The combs have been detached from their attachments to the hive, and they're still sitting inside of the hive, detached. Voshach sualayin shem mechuber. You can't deal with them as if they're considered mechuber. In kenyachol ha'dosin mekaveres kelechol hadvash adobuk al gabom misofin. So you can take them out, and then the honey which is on the outside you could use. But you still have the problem of getting the honey out of the combs, out of the wax. You cannot grind them up, breaking the wax combs, and therefore having forcing the honey to flow. That's considered mafarik. Like taking the grain the kernel out of its stalk. Furthermore, the Asr Damashka Shizovu, because the person might come to grind it, and that would be Asr Mirais. She's asking me about Yom. Hanusha Riskin Lahachalas, they pulverize the combs, honey combs. But the case was they were still attached to the kaveres. The davash is flowing out from the fact that you've pulverized it. So you can use the honey in that situation. The suain shayach the kaveres, because it's not part of the hive anymore. But in that situation where the combs are still attached to the hive, you would have an iser of taking them out of the hive, because that's the problem before it's thermal. Okay, I am holding